Welcome to the Salt Lake County Board of Canvassers meeting for Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. We'll call this meeting to order and we will open it up for public comment. So if you have any comments, please come forward to the microphone. Seeing none, we'll move along. The first item of business is our board approval of minutes from September 19th, 2023.
Madam Chair, motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Arlen, a second by Suzanne. Is there further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That passes unanimously. Thank you. We'll go to item number 4.1. This is the canvass of the November 21st, 2023 special congressional district 2 election, and we'll turn the time over to Lanny Chapman, our clerk.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, Board of Canvassers. We are here today to certify the 2023 general election results for Congressional District 2 race, those that are in Salt Lake County. So I forgot to bring my map, I apologize, but only a portion of CD2 is actually within Salt Lake County. So while our results are a little bit different than the final results, these are the results for Salt Lake County. This meeting has been properly publicly noticed. While your task today, pursuant to 20A4301, is canvassing the aforementioned election results, I thought I would start by talking to you a little bit about the 2023 general election statistics. So as you guys well know, this was an odd year for many, many reasons. One of them being that we had a special election and our election dates were pushed back 2 weeks. So our general election this year was during the week of Thanksgiving. This election included 22 cities and metro townships, Elta, Bluffdale, Brighton, Copperton, Cottonwood Heights, Draper, Immigration Canyon, Harriman, Holiday, Kearns, Midvale, Mill Creek, Murray, Riverton, Salt Lake City, Sandy, South Jordan, South Salt Lake, Taylorsville, West Jordan, West Valley City, and White City Metro. Additionally, parts of West Valley, Kearns, Salt Lake, Mill Creek, South Salt Lake were included in that congressional district too, of that portion that's in Salt Lake County. Additionally, we had service or improvement district elections for Copperton, Cottonwood Heights, Kearns Magna, Mid Valley, Mount Olympus, Taylor's Benyon, and questions on the Bluffdale, Brighton, Midvale, and Sandy ballots. In total, there were 513,704 eligible voters for the 2023 general who were mailed a ballot. That's approximately 89% of all of Salt Lake County's eligible voters. While Utah administers elections primarily by mail, we also offer the convenience of voting in person to all eligible voters. We had 4 early vote centers and 20 election day vote centers. For the general election, we had 130 people assisting in administering this election as temporary workers, poll workers, some of my marriage and passport team, and my election staff. Our team did data entry to ensure new registered voters received a ballot. They answered calls, they tabbed ballots, they ran the machines that gave credit and opened envelopes. They performed signature verification, called, emailed, texted, and sent letters to voters who needed to cure their ballots. They staffed the vote centers, adjudicated and scanned ballots to allow them to be tabulated. And in connection with my team, we had 27 sworn sheriff's office who helped pick up ballots from drop boxes, deliver voting equipment to our custody from the vote centers, and provided security during the election. Some of these election heroes are with us now. Would you mind if we just give them a quick round of applause?
Yes, please stand up.
Total 2,958 people voted in person, 115 voted provisionally and those provisional votes counted, 242 people voted electronically, so those are our UACAVA or our disabled voters under the new statutory guidelines allowing them to vote electronically. And 157,032 participated in this election using their by-mail ballot. For a countywide overall voter turnout of 160,273, or 31.2%. While 31% might sound kind of low, it actually fits within the normal percentage of turnout that we see for a municipal general election. In 2019, 33.8% of voters participated, and then in 2021, another municipal general, 28.7% of eligible voters participated. So we're well within the range of what's considered normal during a municipal election. We've been processing ballots in the EMC as properly noticed, allowing poll workers, poll watchers, and observers to come and observe the process. We've been asked about adjudication. This year, of the votes cast, we received 2,853 that had to be adjudicated. And again, for reference, Utah Code discusses procedurally how ballots are to be adjudicated. 20A4105 states an election officer shall ensure that when a question arises regarding a vote recorded on a manual ballot, two counting judges jointly adjudicate the ballot. The code goes on to say discuss overvotes when a voter selects more than one name than there are individuals to be elected to office, or if the counting judges cannot determine the voter's choice for an office, the counting judges may not count the voter's vote for that office. So we held our post-election audit, wherein you were able to observe and participate. The audit was conducted in a publicly noticed meeting, and as recommended by the LG, we were grateful to have Board of Canvassers member present. Thank you, Council Member Theodore. We really appreciate it. Prior to the audit, we provided a list of ballots batches to the LG's office to be used in the random sample selection. The LG randomly selected ballots and batches to be audited, but did not inform us until 10 minutes before, which fits within their new requirements. They want to make sure that we find out right before it starts. For this audit, the LG's office provided us 21 ICX or in-person machines to audit and 14 by-mail ballot batches. The audit teams included volunteers and Councilmember Theodore. Again, thank you. We audited the 14 batches. The purpose of the ballot audit is to ensure the scanners have accurately counted ballots by comparing the marks of the voter on the ballot to how the machine counted the ballots. The individual cast vote record was used to verify the machines properly interpreted each vote and that there was not a discrepancy between the ballot, the image of the ballot, and how the ballot was counted. We also audited 21 ICX in-person voting machines. The purpose of the machine audit is to ensure that the machines accurately record the votes. This is accomplished by hand counting all the races on the VVPAT tape from the selected voting machines and comparing that with the results from the summary report as printed from the machine. No discrepancies were found in any of the votes cast. As noted during the primary Board of Canvassers, this year the signature audit has changed per state law. We now perform the 1% ballot signature audit on all ballot envelopes prior to any ballots being separated from their envelopes, and 1% of all challenge ballots prior to notification being sent to the voters. For this election, 1,578 ballots were audited, signatures were audited. The auditor compared the signatures on the envelope affidavit to the signature on file in the voter registration system we lovingly refer to as VISTA to determine if the correct decision was made to count or challenge the ballot. The auditors found one signature that was originally approved that did not meet the requirements for approval. However, during that 1% audit, we were able to correct it in time to change the disposition of the ballot, thereby making that ballot go to cure. And provide further instruction to that signature verifier. So that 1% audit did help us and did correct the issue. Finally, we were able to perform a ballot audit where we ensured the number of ballots tabulated matched the number of voters that had been given credit for voting in Vista. Now on to what we're here for. Congressional District 2, again, includes parts of West Valley, Salt Lake, South Salt Lake, Mill Creek, Kearns, and all of Magna. In total, there were 128,478 eligible voters who were able to participate in the CD2 contest. 46,619 voters participated for approximately 36.3% voter turnout. We received 45,395 by-mail ballots. 1,092 voters cast their in-person ballot for CD2. 87 UOKAVA voters voted electronically. 45 voters voted provisionally for the CD2 race and their ballot was counted. And the postmark deadline switched for this election than it was for the last election. So it went back, it reverted back to what we consider to be normal. It was the day before election day, whereas during the primary, it was on election day because the day before election day was Labor Day. Because of that, 742 ballots were returned postmarked too late that were part of CD2. Now for the piece de resistance. The Salt Lake County portion of CD2, Kathleen Reby received the most votes in Salt Lake County with 30,222 votes. Perry T. Myers received 296 votes for approximately 0.065% of the votes. Celeste Malloy received 12,239 votes for 26%. Cassie Elsley received 467 for approximately 1%. January Walker received 1,060 votes for approximately 2.33%. Bradley Green received 880 votes for approximately 1.9%. Joe Buckman received 394 votes for approximately 1% of the vote. And the qualified candidate, Jonathan Lareal Peterson, received 2 votes. On election day itself, we received 27,996 ballots from the drop boxes and from the post office. We were able to fully process 17,777 by-mail ballots that were received on election day. The following day, we were able to process the remaining ballots and release results that evening. The few timely ballots that we received from the post office after election day, postmarked by the deadline, were processed the following week once we had enough in our possession to process together a big enough group to preserve the voters' right to a secret ballot. And then finally, one last thing. Next year is going to be a fun year, as we all know. The 2024 elections are quickly approaching us as we wrap up the 2023 general election. We can now officially confirm that as of last Friday, there are 5 Democratic presidential primary candidates that will be on the March ballot. The way that the law that takes place, all Democrats will be sent a ballot automatically. However, everybody, all eligible voters in Salt Lake County will be eligible to request a ballot for that presidential primary. The second is the regular primary on June 25th. And of course, the third is the 2024 general election on November 5th. My team and I are so grateful for your continued support as we prepare to throw ourselves into a very busy upcoming year. As election officials, we strive to do our work with excellence, whether the election is big or small, voter turnout is high or low, and regardless of whether there is a lot of media attention or none, next year we can be fairly certain that the voter registration numbers will increase, turnout will be much higher, and the eyes of the public will turn towards us as their trusted source for facts on how eligible citizens can make their voices heard. And as always, we will continue to uphold the people's trust and maintain Salt Lake County's strong reputation for administering accessible, safe, and secure elections. Do you have any questions?
Any questions? No. Thank you. And thanks to your team for all your hard work. We sure appreciate you guys.
Thank you. So Nick has a form that we need, everybody to sign. And Nikki, not to be confused, is giving you a copy of the unofficial election results. As soon as you sign the Board of Canvassers report, those election results will become official. So thank you very much.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm happy to make a motion, and then I have a question to that final point. But I'll first motion that the board approve the canvass of the November 21st, 2023 Special Congressional District 2 election.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion by Arlen and a second by Suzanne. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. That passes.
And then my question that I have is just one of curiosity, and it's probably more for Bridget rather than the clerk, but it is curious to me that we are just now making this election official today, as well as the other counties in the second congressional district. And I'm just curious, under the provision of the law, because clearly Representative Malloy has already been sworn into Congress and presumably has been voting. So I just thought that was an interesting quirk for the special election that she's able to be sworn in before the election is final.
And I'm not exactly sure the answer to that question, other than I believe it has to have something to do with the rules of the United States House of Representatives. If she was voted in with a significant degree of confidence that they were able to swear her in, that would be something that would be handled by the Speaker of the House or the Sergeant of Arms of the United States House of Representatives. That body determines the validity of the members that serve in its House. However, that does not stop this body from certifying these elections through its Board of Canvass process. That will roll up into the state's final canvass that Lieutenant Governor will certify, and then she passes that on.
Right.
So I'm assuming it has something to do with the rules of the House that we don't control.
Interesting. That I had wondered if it was because it was federal that it was somewhat different, because presumably if it were a state legislative vacancy, which I guess isn't refilled in an election process anyways, but you can't be sworn in until your election is certified regardless of the margins. So that's just kind of interesting. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Is there any other business for the Board of Canvassers? Okay, seeing none, we will go ahead and adjourn unless there's objection. Thank you.